Welcome to the Mobility Management Podcast, a podcast on the mobility industry. I'm Jack Silverstein of Mobility Management. Today's episode is sponsored by Motion Composites, and joining me is Allie Spate, Director of Clinical Education, Motion U of Motion Composites. In this episode, Allie and I will discuss Motion's groundbreaking naked frame wheelchair, reviewing it from all angles, the clinical impact, performance in the field, and why it matters for so many providers and end users. Join us. Allie Spate, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me here.
Let's start here. When you were prescribing wheelchairs, what first drew you to Motion Composites wheelchairs? What made them stand out to you and your clients?
So I'm going to start off with a story, not about the first Motion Composites chair that I ever prescribed, but I do remember the first one that made everything click. I was a newer occupational therapist working in the community, and there was an assisted living facility in my territory known for endless carpeted hallways. Anyone listening who worked in my or works in my past territory knows exactly the facility I'm talking about. My client was a small elderly woman. She had gone from fully independent with a rollator walker to relying on a manual wheelchair. She lived with her elderly husband who had dementia. She was still his primary caregiver. And of course, their room was at the very end of the longest hallway. When she had a wheelchair that she received prior to me coming onto her case, and it technically fit. The dimensions were right. It was set up as well as that product could be, but she still couldn't get herself moving from a stop position. And if she did, the effort to get down that hallway completely drained her, which meant she couldn't get to meals or activities on her own. And this client was really the first time that I questioned the idea that just any properly fitted wheelchair might not be good enough. So it might not just be about fit, but maybe about choosing the right wheelchair for the person's reality. So I called the supplier and I said, I need to demo a better wheelchair. I need it to be lighter. I need it to be more efficient, and I need it set up to perform. And that trial was truly the first day that I knew a Helio wheelchair by name. So even the demo not perfectly fitted to her, she could start the chair independently. She could make it down the carpeted hallway with confidence. It gave her back her independence, and more importantly, it allowed her and her husband to stay in their unit, which mattered a lot given his cognitive state. So that was truly the moment that it clicked, that all wheelchairs, they do look different, but those design choices can actually create a real difference in the outcomes for the client. Over the years, I was able to see that pattern on repeat. And that perspective eventually changed and helped my transition into education with Motion Composites. I wouldn't have stepped into the role without those firsthand experiences. And now, almost a decade later, I'm no longer in the field seeing the outcomes directly, but I do hear the stories from end users, from therapists and suppliers around the world. And the message is really always the same. When someone gets the right product, one that truly supports their abilities, it does make that meaningful difference.
That's great to hear. I find that so many people working in what we broadly term the aging space have some sort of personal story. And I love that yours is work-related and seeing something really work for someone, because obviously that's why you all do what you do, and it's why everyone in this space does what they do. So that's a great story. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Let's talk about Motion Composites, quote, naked frame. What does this concept mean, and why is it such a core part of your product philosophy?
So when we talk about the naked frame, we're really talking about the foundation of every Motion Composites folding wheelchair. So you may have seen it at trade shows or education you've attended. It's on the website. And it really is just the frame only of a Helio wheelchair. So the idea behind this is that it shows the principle that even before you add your cushion, your back support, wheels, or other components, the frame itself should deliver performance and ultimately that clear wow factor that you're looking for out of a product. So in an industry where each client comes with their own set of unique abilities and needs, there's endless combinations of components that will be mixed and matched to make the perfect setup for someone. But I think sometimes we do undervalue that the frame itself brings a wealth of engineering and technology and can ultimately determine whether the overall device works for the client. So showing the naked frame, it gets you eye level, up close and personal with the engineering so that you can have confidence in what you're recommending to your clients. Some of those design choices that any manufacturer takes can go unnoticed by clinicians and suppliers when you look at a full feature wheelchair. But we know that those choices will be noticed and recognized by the device user. So we want to educate our customers on what our design choices were and why it's so important. Essentially, that naked frame's our philosophy that if the foundation is right, everything else should only enhance the experience.
Are there design elements, design choices that when you describe them to people, that those really jump out at them?
Yeah. I can go into what makes up the naked frame. So when you really break it down, any manual folding wheelchair, they have the same design areas. There's typically four of them. Where Motion Composites became that trailblazer in folding wheelchairs is how we rethought the design of those four elements. So I'll start small, but still meaningful. An example is seat saddles, so where the rails of a folding frame fit into the frame itself. Traditionally, a lot of folding chairs place these on top of the frame. The problem is that as soon as you apply any lateral pressure, like during transfers or during propulsion on terrain, you do introduce flex and instability into it. So by putting locking seat saddles below the frame, so that it sits evenly within it, it creates a more rigid and responsive foundation. A big part about the naked frame is also our one-piece side frames. So all folding wheelchairs have side frames. We chose to go the route of one-piece side frames. A lot of wheelchairs out there rely on multiple segments to make up their side frames. They join them with hardware, which naturally allows micro-movements or fatigue issues and overall energy loss within the system. But by using one-piece side frames, you eliminate those weak points. It results in better energy transfer, durability, and a chair that genuinely feels more solid and rigid. Probably one of the biggest design choices is our symmetrical cross brace, which is a patented design. It's a really big differentiator in how the chair performs. So not only visually and being able to identify a Helio, it's one of the first things I notice when it is a Helio wheelchair is that symmetrical cross brace, but performance, it has a big impact as well. So having a true symmetrical cross brace along with the ellipse shape of that tubing, it removes the torsion that could affect how the frame responds. Gives you convenience of folding, but with the stability and predictability that you would get from a more traditional rigid type frame. And then the last of the four major components is the oversized axle bolt within the middle of that symmetrical cross brace. So by increasing that bolt diameter, you increase stiffness right at a high stress point within the chair. So it's pressure fit into the cross brace, which reduces play long-term. It maintains the performance over time. And users feel that in every single propulsion with like the consistent handling. So the theme throughout the naked frame is really identifying design choices in other wheelchairs that are known problems for the end user. And we really chose to take a different path. And the fact that even today that design still hasn't been matched, I think really says a lot.
You touched on some of this, Ali, but let's hit it directly, the clinical perspective. What are the key benefits of the naked frame design? And is there anything that you would really put at the top of the list?
Oh, there's so many clinical, and I think you can't get away from talking about the engineering like I just did without mentioning clinical, but above beyond that, I do think they all translate into a chair that just better supports the user. The increased rigidity, it's that stable base, it improves transfers, weight shift, postural control, and at the same time for your mobility, it's cleaner energy transfer, it makes propulsion easier, lowering upper extremity strain and fatigue for our clients. I didn't mention it, but the hybrid shape of the one-piece side frame, it can really allow you to accommodate the full range of required seat-to-floor heights. So the lowest of the low for our foot propellers, tall ones for our arm propellers and people of tall height. So it means the chair can evolve with the client over time if needed. Minor changes around mobility or goals or a shift in function can be easily achieved without replacing the overall frame. Another part of it that translates into clinical outcomes is that on select models, we do use high precision clamps. And that's really for the addition of components like your rear axle plate, your casters, even arm supports. So it not only reduces weight compared to the traditional method of adding on these components, but it actually maintains the structural integrity of the frame itself. So it increases the adaptability for the user. It's secure, but it means you can adjust these components and dial them in to the client in the way they need it without having to compromise on the frame that you selected. So it's built to last for the end user. It can make everyday mobility easier, safer, more efficient, while still being adaptable and durable for the long-term use.
Amazing. You know, many folding wheelchairs, of course, are known for compromise when it comes to rigidity or being lightweight or their propulsion efficiency. How does motion challenge those expectations and, I guess, reduce, you know, any need for those compromises?
Yeah, so it's not my favorite topic to talk about, but it is a reality. And unfortunately, I do think it's true that folding wheelchairs can come with compromise. The challenge is usually introduced when we start talking about funding and reimbursement that can tend to favor a lower cost product rather than long-term performance. And that pressure can push designs towards a more simpler construction, maybe out of necessity. So at Motion Composites, we've always tried to approach things by keeping the end user at the center of every decision we make. Our engineering team is genuinely motivated by the people who rely on our wheelchairs. And our company mission of wanting better living for our clients is about constantly asking ourselves how we can better support those people who put their trust in us. So the mindset, it's woven into our culture. A fun fact, and one that everyone notices when they come to the office, is that a lot of our staff, like engineering and customer service and marketing, they actually use our wheelchairs as their office chairs. Not because it's the cheap version to go, and not because out of necessity necessarily, but because understanding that experience firsthand can matter. And it can matter to those people that you're either designing the chair for or marketing the chair to, or on the other line for customer service. So it keeps us grounded in the reality that these products really do shape someone's daily life. And it those things really do lead us to choices like using carbon fiber long before it was the popular thing to do, new aluminum alloys, that truly symmetrical cross brace that is difficult to do engineering-wise. It's because of those decisions that we do get those better outcomes. I think another thing that's important is we hold ourselves accountable through testing. So we do run our competitor chairs through durability and performance testing, and the same ones that we use on our own products. And this really helps us understand the realities of the market and where improvements can matter the most. So some competitor frames, they do fail early in the process, sometimes only after a fraction of a single test cycle. Meanwhile, we do have bases that can withstand years of repeated testing without failure. And we're really proud of that. And it matters to us because we know it does matter to the end user. So yes, the folding category can be associated with compromise, not necessarily our fault. But we do our best to challenge that expectation by staying focused on what matters the most and in the end, giving the wheelchair user something that supports their goals and does hold up over time.
The office example, that's so cool.
I know. It's actually really funny because a lot of times guests who come to the office for the first time or even employees who start for the first time are, say, shocked by seeing so many people sitting in wheelchairs. And then when they begin to realize that not everyone actually needs that wheelchair, it's fun. And then it's really fun to see the staff almost fight over who gets the better chair, who gets the newest one, who gets the better backrest that they want in terms of support. But any recommendation, if you ever do head to the office, do not sit in any one of those engineering chairs because they have those dialed in so perfectly for themselves and their skills, you'll flip over backwards immediately.
It's just so perfect because it really brings to mind the expression of, you know, walking a mile in someone's shoes, in this case, sitting in someone's chair and being able to have that perspective. That's really cool.
Yeah. And I think it's unique in an industry where I would say the majority of the people working in this industry don't have the lived experience that our clients do. So right. Any fraction of something that can give us that insight, I think is valuable, whether it's a real world situation or not. There's no way it can hurt.
Performance in the field. From a technician or a provider perspective, how do these design decisions that you've been talking about impact maintenance, setup, long-term durability over time?
Yeah, so the engineering decisions we've been talking about, they're not just about propulsion and experience, although that's where our focus truly is, but they inherently translate to meaningful differences in setup and maintenance, the long-term durability. So one of the first things we always hear from mobility providers is they comment on how straightforward setup is. And is it because the frame's more rigid, it's more predictable, the adjustments stay where you put them? So dialing in those seat to floor heights, center of gravity, it's intuitive. It tends to be quicker, more consistent throughout the lineup of chairs. In the end, it saves time with that initial delivery. It can reduce follow-up visits. And that's kind of just on first setup. And then durability over time is another big piece of the picture when we're thinking about our clients from day one to the lifespan of when we're working with them. So when you do start with high-end materials and a design that minimizes those weak points, you do end up with a better product that holds up over time. It makes a difference for techs and suppliers, fewer failed components, less loose hardware, fewer repairs. We know that a motion composites chair, that any wheelchair, you're going to come in for a tire wear or a soft part replacement, but that core frame and that hardware, it does tend to stay solid year after year, and that reliability translates into less service time. Now, what truly matters in the end of that is less downtime for the end user. So when a chair is durable and the adjustments stay true, people stay independent for longer and they aren't juggling those emergency calls and those sticky situations. So it's good for the end user, but it really does help with less repeated labor hours or warranty issues. So the majority of the design, it's centered around the end user, but it's equally important to make a product that, whether you're the prescriber, whether you're delivering it, whether you're maintaining it over the years, we have a solution where everyone can win.
Oh man, this has been so great. I want to ask you two more questions. And the first is, how does the Naked Frame's unique foundation carry across your entire folding wheelchair lineup? And sort of a two-parter, does the performance or feel change depending on the material? You had mentioned that you all were early adopters of carbon fiber, so that versus aluminum. Does that performance or feel change depending on the material, even though the design remains the same?
Yeah. So you said, I mean, the first part really well, that foundation, that Naked Frame, that DNA of the design, it does carry across that folding wheelchair lineup. So, every manufacturer has multiple folding wheelchairs in their lineup, but the beauty of that Naked Frame is it is the foundation of it. So once you know it, you can identify it, you know the why behind the decisions in the engineering, whether it's a Helio A6, a Helio A7, a Helio C2, standard weight, heavy duty weight capacity, you're getting the same engineering and DNA. So what does that consistency mean is essentially that suppliers and clinicians, you always know what you're working with. You know why you chose that frame. And then the end users, if there is a point where they're moving through that lineup, they do truly know what they can expect with it. Where things differ between the models, so the Helio's that same DNA, where they differ between the models is their level of adjustability, the components offered, and then material selection. So if you start with your Helio A6, it offers that essential adjustability, larger increments for adjustments. When you move to that Helio A7, it's going to be a bit finer tuning, broader ranges in terms of adjustability. And then your Helio C2 is going to mimic your A7 in setup and adjustability, but it will be constructed out of carbon fiber, as opposed to your 6000 series and your 7000 series aluminums. So the lineup, it moves up like a scale in a sense, like same design, but increasing in adjustabilities, materials, and component selection. As for the materials, we could probably do a whole podcast on materials alone or just carbon fiber on its own.
Next time.
I'll be back for sure.
There you go.
But if we want a decent summary of it, when you compare aluminum to carbon fiber, the choice really does come down to what serves the client best in terms of performance. But of course, what actually serves them best financially as well, because we know funding can be another issue and another podcast topic. But aluminum, it's responsive, it's durable, it's a familiar ride. Our industry is built on aluminum wheelchairs because it does perform well as a product for manual wheelchairs. It's a great all-around option if you want reliability and performance without needing that lightest weight or the other clinical benefits that can come from a material. When you do switch to carbon fiber within that lineup, you will get that lighter weight chair with a smoother ride and less vibration transferred through the frame. So users who have pain, fatigue, spasticity, overuse concerns for their joints, the difference in that material can translate to better propulsion, better outcomes, better comfort, long-term use of a manual wheelchair. And then I do have to do a shout out saying, and we want you to be confident in that product as well. So with every Motion Composites carbon fiber frame, you do get a true lifetime warranty on that as well, to know that if anything was to happen, you are backed by that lifetime warranty throughout the company. So I guess in summary, like even with the differences in the models, and there is that range of them, the experience is intentionally familiar. So the DNA doesn't change, just that level of enhancement does. It's not really a scale from lower end to top end, but more a variety in offerings so you can actually select the correct Helio for the user that you're currently working with.
That's fantastic. So the last thing, what's next for Motion? What's exciting coming up? 2026, what do you think people want to know? What are you excited about what Motion is doing? Leave it to you.
Yeah, 2026, there's a lot of planning going into it. Being in December right now, it's a good time to ask that question. We've spent the last little bit refining and perfecting maybe some enhancements we wanted to make throughout the lineup through options, accessories, through programs that the company offers. But I think come 2026, we're going to start to see some bigger wow factors in terms of products that are coming out while still working on enhancing that customer experience that they have within the company. It's very important to us that we're easy to work with, that we don't cause those headaches further up within that. We have an amazing customer service team, and I think truly together with engineering doing their part, customer service doing their part, our sales team always working to get better, I think we're going to see a lot coming out to our end users in 2026.
Amazing. Well, Allie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was great. It's a passion of mine to talk about wheelchairs, but to truly explain how the Helio wheelchair makes a difference, I've built my career on it so far, so happy to do so.
Thank you again to Motion Composites for sponsoring this episode of the Mobility Management Podcast, and to Allie Spate for joining us. To hear more episodes, visit mobilitymgmt.com/podcasts.